As I prepared for services this week, I was thinking of the fact that today is the first time we've actually broadcast here since the feast. Then I began to think of the events of the Feast of Tabernacles just past, and all the people that we met, people that we were reacquainted with from previous years. I was reflecting on the feast and also considering the weeks and the months that are between the fall festival and the spring holidays, such as today. Both are very important. As much as we long for the time represented by the feast to become a reality, there are still very important lessons to be learned by not being in the feast environment. Lessons that we will continue to learn in the weeks ahead by experiencing whatever it is that God has in store for us. Lessons that we clearly need to learn through these experiences. So as I was preparing my sermonette this week, I got the flu. 10 other things went wrong. And I was starting to realize, because it was already on my mind, just how far we are from the feast. Not in time, but in society. We are living in a very different world than the one we long for, the one represented by the Feast of Tabernacles. Maybe we're a long way from the feast on a personal level. I know that I am at times. You know, when we were at the feast, it was a very different reality than what I am used to in my daily routine. It was totally different. It was a very positive and rewarding experience, as it should be. The Feast of Tabernacles represents a time of unprecedented peace and prosperity, a time when those who remain faithful to the Word of God now will rule with Christ. The weeks and months that lay ahead of us all is the training ground that will prepare us for that privilege. So if you're interested in a title for my sermonette today, the title is this: Our Continuing Education. Please turn with me to James chapter 1 and verse 2. James chapter 1, starting in verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. It may very well be a rocky road that lay ahead of us before the spring holiday season, but we will be learning, and we will be growing every single day along the way. The Feast of Tabernacles is a time of great celebration. It is a time to rejoice. In fact, we're commanded to rejoice at the feast. It's supposed to be a stark contrast to our regular routine, because the millennium will be very different than the world that we live in today. The contrast is very important. Please turn with me now to 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, start reading in verse 15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This verse is very familiar to everyone, especially in this age of the church. We're in a very special time in church history. We are to be studying God's Word diligently in preparation of the monumental task that lay ahead of us all. Rightly dividing the Word of truth, proving it to be from God. We must be very diligent in this task. It is a very important part of our education. A lack of effort in this area, and we will not be prepared. How can we expect to rule in the kingdom of God if we are not studying the textbook now? And it is a textbook. Our education does involve studying the very Word of God, the textbook that He's given us for life, really. Finally, let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, another familiar scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And verse 15. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. verse 16 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. Rejoice always. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We have a teacher. We must be in constant communication with that teacher on a daily basis if we hope to succeed. So as we're preparing for this glorious future, we must be reading the textbook, and we must be in constant contact with our teacher. Pray without ceasing. You know, there's a saying that I've heard in regards to the feast in the past and this relationship with our God, and how the short break that we enjoy at the feast is likened to recharging our spiritual batteries. Interesting analogy. A few months ago, I was having trouble with one of these rechargeable drills that you can use. And it came with two batteries, and both batteries seemed to be completely dead, and it wouldn't charge. It wouldn't recharge. So I took it to the service guy and asked him to take a look at it, and he told me something that I had never heard before. He told me that when you don't use it and the batteries go dead, it's as though the batteries forget their polarity. And when you put them on the charger does not even recognize them, so it can't charge them, so they're garbage. They're absolutely useless. We should be very careful that we do not quench the Spirit of God. We just read the warning in 1 Thessalonians. Did we go that far? Let's go back. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Verse 19. Do not quench the Spirit of God. It can happen. It has happened. It's happened to many. It can happen a lot easier than we may realize. After the feast, we often hear or use the expression post-feast blues for the days and the weeks that lay ahead to the Passover, and for that matter, the days and weeks that lay ahead to the return of Christ. So perhaps we should remember something like this instead of post-feast blues. On a daily basis, I am being prepared. I, that's we, it's you and me, we are being prepared to rule with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. Everything, every single thing that happens to me and you between now and then is known to God. And it is happening for a very good reason. And it will help us to do our job even better in the future. It is preparing us for that pivotal role. It is all an integral part of our higher education. God is preparing us. It is a privilege and an undeserved honor for us to be called by Him at this time. The day is fast approaching that will turn the page on this present world and all its corruption. So let us seize the days. Let us continue our education so that we may be prepared to be there at Christ's return and on into that wonderful world tomorrow.